Scarface, Car Wash, countless westerns are just some of the films that the great actor Pepe Serna has appeared in over the last 50 years. He now stars in his own documentary showing tonight at the Los Angeles Latino International Film Festival. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has more.
You may have seen Pepe Serna's mischievously rugged face in many films and TV shows over the years. Now you know his name. In the new documentary, Pepe Serna, Life is Art, showrunner Gloria Calderon-Kellett says he's an inspiration.
He's been working consistently since the 70s, and that's a difficult task for any actor, much less a Latino actor.
Serna was born in Corpus Christi, Texas, and says he began acting when he was just 3 years old, entertaining the crowd from his godfather's boxing ring.
Just shadow boxing, and then accidentally knocking myself out on purpose. And everybody laughed and got my first applause, and I was hooked from then on.
Sitting in the lobby of L.A.'s Biltmore Hotel, Serna recalls how his mother used to take him to watch all the classic Mexican movies with stars Dolores del Río, Pedro Infante, and Cantinflas. In fact, it was the comic actor Cantinflas who later helped him break into the movies as an extra.
He introduced me to a casting director. It just went from there. It was fabulous.
In Mexico, Serna acted in a bullfighting movie, and he was in a production of the musical Hair before going to New York and then Hollywood in 1969.
I mean, it's been 100 movies, 300 TV shows later. I wasn't interested in becoming a star. I just wanted to work.
Now, at age 77, Serna shares his story in the documentary.
My real name is Pablo Alfonso, but being from Texas, I was Pepe. So my whole life, hey, Pepe, yeah? What? You know, I've always been Pepe, always had all that energy.
His first big break came in a 1970 Roger Corman movie, followed by a string of Western flicks.
I was in Hollywood making movies, cowboy movies. Yahoo!
Bobby J, let's stick to the road.
Ain't that sweet, Red?
My name is Virgilio Segura. The law's been pushing me for a week clean through Texas.
In 1977, Serna worked with Richard Pryor, George Carlin, and others in Car Wash.
Adios, Miss Beverly Hills.
Serna was punk number one in The Jerk with Steve Martin, and he played Edward James Olmos' brother on the run in The Ballad of Gregorio Cortez. In the documentary, Olmos talks about his longtime friend who was also in American Me.
He was the king of improv, probably the most extraordinary improvisational actor I've ever run across.
Serna has worked with everyone from Meryl Streep to Johnny Depp to Eva Longoria.
Pepe Serna is a legend, not only in our industry, but specifically to Corpus Christi, Texas, which is my hometown as well. So if you're from Corpus, you know Selena, you know Farrah Fawcett, you know Lou Diamond Phillips, and you know Pepe Serna.
In the 1984 cult classic The Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai Across the Eighth Dimension, Serna's character Reno Nevada was unlike other Chicanos portrayed on film or TV, says writer Victor Payan.
I wasn't from East L.A., Reno Nevada, so he was from Nevada, a cowboy, then in a rock band, New Wave. You know, he's a hero, he's fighting aliens, and that was something that you really didn't see at that time.
Even so, Serna says, especially in his early years, he had many roles where he had to kill or be killed.
Say hello to my little friend!
In Scarface, Serna plays Tony Montana's Cuban drug dealer buddy Angel Fernandez. Early in the movie, he's bound and gagged as his arm is cut off with a buzzsaw. In the documentary, Serna reminisces about the scene while holding a prop from the movie.
I want you to say hello to my little friend, my arm from Scarface.
Pepe had such a fascinating life, but more than anything, dispelled stereotypes.
Luis Reyes, who has an upcoming book about the history of Latinos in Hollywood, directed Serna's documentary.
He had a very supportive family. He grew up in a segregated Texas, but he didn't let that affect him. He's more than an actor, as you can see in the documentary. I mean, he's an artist. He paints. He works with a lot of school kids and motivational classes. And he has an overwhelming sense of positivity.
Pepe Serna continues to act. He plays the grandfather in the Amazon series With Love. Longoria cast him in her upcoming film Flamin' Hot. And at the Los Angeles Latino International Film Festival, his documentary is preceded by a short film he's in, Abuelo. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.